A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Happy game day to all of you Cougar Sports Saturday listeners. It's been a long time since we had a game day here on the program. You got to go back to December 12th to find the last time we were on the air the same day BYU basketball was taking place on a Saturday. And Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte here. It's a big one for BYU basketball. These big games are few and far between in the WCC in terms of resume building, and that tonight is happening with this game against San Francisco. BYU favored by about a point in this game, so it's expected to be a close one. And as we kind of did with the football season, we're going to break this thing down with what we call the three-pointer. And Matt, you'll start things off here with a key stat that we got to keep an eye on between BYU and San Francisco. What do you got?
Yeah, I thought this was interesting as I was digging through the notes on this potential matchup, and that is, so Todd Golden, he's the young 35-year-old, older than us, Mitch, but still young, 35-year-old coach for the Dons. He came from St. Mary's, so graduated from St. Mary's in 08. Kind of interesting, that program may be taking over for St. Mary's, his alma mater. But in those two-ish, and it's like a year and a half, but in his second year, up to this point in the golden era, the Dons are 29-3 when leading with 5 minutes remaining. So if you're BYU, you found yourself in a tight game against St. Mary's. You don't want to find yourself in another tight one against the Dons because, one, you haven't won up there in several years, but, two, the Dons are very good when they have a lead with 5 minutes to go, 29-3. So BYU, they want to be in the lead with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, that's a good stat. And for BYU, to me, three-point shooting is going to be big. So my stat is 8.4. That's the average per game field goal makes BYU is making this season. Now, they've had some extremes. You go back to the opener against Westminster, they had a program, they tied a program high best, what was it, 19 three-pointers in the game. And then on Thursday night against St. Mary's, they had just one. They got to get back and find their stroke and kind of actively look for the three. It feels like it's been kind of strange with this team, especially on Thursday, where they didn't look like they were looking to shoot the three at all. That's still got to be a key piece, I think, to what BYU does going forward as they head down the home stretch, try to build their momentum towards the NCAA tournament. And they got to knock down the three tonight because San Francisco, they're number 7 nationally in three-point field goals made per game. They average 11 makes. So this is a Dons team. They're going to jack up some threes. They're going to make a lot of them. It's kind of a common theme in the WCC where a lot of teams can shoot the rock really well, and that's why I think a lot of these teams can beat anyone on any given night because they can shoot the ball well, and the Dons definitely do that. So BYU has got to find that shooting touch from the outside once again.
Let's move into the section of the three-pointer here as we preview this game where we highlight a player to keep an eye on. And let's start with you, Mitch. Who do you got?
Yeah, for me, Matt Harms. I'm curious to see Matt Harms dominate down in the post. I'm okay still with him shooting an occasional three every once in a while. I'm fine with that. I know his percentage has not been good. I think he's, what, 2 of 22 this season. It hasn't been great from three for Matt Harms, but I'm still okay with him occasionally putting that up when he's open. Like, if you're open, you got the green light. He can knock it down. Just for whatever reason, it hasn't worked so far. But I want to see a game where we leave the game and we're like, man, Matt Harms was just dominant. And, you know, USF's got some size in the front court, but they're nowhere near 7'3" in Matt Harms. Like, they got a bunch of 6'8", 6'9" guys in that front court, some rangy dudes. They got some good athletes. Todd Golden's built up a nice program already in a short order on the Hilltop. But I want to see Harms just dominate, Matt, because I feel like that's just been lacking. Yeah. To where we haven't seen that signature Matt Harms game yet. And I feel like this is a game where it's kind of a toss-up game in terms of the numbers and the projections. He, to me, can be a difference and show why he was such a coveted transfer. So all eyes for me are on Matt Harms tonight in this one. What about you?
He's not 100%, which we know is affecting him with the knee injury. And I also wonder, too, there's no way to prove this to be true, but this is something I believe with him. He's an energy guy, and if he was playing in front of a rockin' Marriott Center, I just wonder if it's been harder for him to ride the waves of momentum that we so often saw with Purdue. He's just an energetic.
That's a good point.
I think that he just feeds off the crowd, and with that being out of play, I just wonder how that's affected his game. And so we'll never know. Go ahead.
Oh, I like too with because when you talk about energy, you do see that in games, like where he's getting a little chippy with the refs. Like, he'll be barking at the refs, man. He's not one to just be quiet and take the call. Like, he'll say, like, yo, what's up? Like, what's up with that foul call? I like that about Matt Harms. And he was kind of like a target enemy for a lot of Big Ten teams, the student sections. Like, he was their guy that they zeroed in on to kind of taunt, and because he's vocal. And I think you make a great point there, because even in that St. Mary's game where the game was sluggish, both teams, it felt like they were just kind of going through the motions because they were just in this empty gym that had no juice in the building. And I think it played a role in kind of looking like for the first 50 or 30 minutes for BYU, it's a boring game by all accounts, and things obviously turned in a hurry. But I like that observation. But hopefully Harms can have a big game tonight, because I think the Cougars need it.
For me, it's Caleb Lohner. I just think and you really have to tip your cap to Caleb Lohner, Colby Lee, Connor Harding, because Connor Harding's got to stay ready because his number could be called again. He only played 8 minutes against St. Mary's, but it doesn't mean he doesn't have a role on this team now that Trevin Nell started against the Gales. And Caleb Lohner, he's a young dude, a freshman who started some games, and then it would have been easy for him to say, I'm a starter, and just check out. But I think his game is elevated since he went to the bench, and specifically his work on the glass is phenomenal. I think not only, Mitch, is he this team's best rebounder, is he the best rebounder in the past 10, 20 years for BYU? I mean, it's incredible how the position he's able to get. He is relentless on the glass. He's ferocious. And I just think he's a guy who, especially in the second half, he can defend, he can rebound. He's going to be critical tonight for BYU to get another road win.
You know, Matt, it's sometimes scary how much in lockstep our lines of thought sometimes are. Because I'm not going to lie, when I watched Lohner, I've had these thoughts occasionally during the season, but against St. Mary's, there were some rebounds where I'm like, my goodness, this man might be one of the best rebounders I've seen watching BYU hoops. Like, he just goes up with such, like, aggression, and he's athletic, and it's just it's fun to watch. He makes rebounding like an entertaining deal when he does it. I love watching Lohner go up and grab boards, and he's so physical the way he does it. It's like authoritative grab. Lohner is good, and he's only going to continue to get better. And if the offensive side of things falls into place, watch out, WCC, because this guy, you know, he's going to be special. It's just a matter of when it all falls into place, and I think it's only a matter of time, and you hope that it can fall into place maybe tonight, but at a minimum, he starts to show that greatness potentially. And he's always giving you a little bit of flashes, but it all falls into place in February and March when it's going to matter the most.
All right, let's wrap things up here with the three-pointer, previewing tonight's game with our bold prediction. Mitch, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to say BYU wins, and I don't think that's bold, but I think this is going to go to overtime. I think this is going to be a game that's going to go an extra 5 minutes, and I think that BYU will have to dig in and win a game on the road in overtime against a team that they've struggled with the past few years on the road. So I say BYU wins, but it's going to go an extra 5 minutes. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth game throughout. I'm expecting it one of the best games in college basketball today. BYU and San Francisco is going to be a photo finish going in overtime.
We are not in lockstep here, Mitch. Mm. I think BYU, here's my bold prediction, BYU wins by double digits, more than 10. And the reason I think that is, I just think the way that BYU was able to beat St. Mary's, sluggish game, you can't make threes, your offense is stagnant, and then you clamp it down defensively, you clean up the glass, you go on that big 16-0 run that swings things when you trailed 50-43, and St. Mary's going to score a point for almost 10 minutes. I just think that confidence is going to push them forward to where they're not going to be dismayed if they can't make threes, because they can win games when they don't play well offensively, and I think that added confidence will help them on the road, and they'll I'm not going to say it's an easy win, but I think they do win by double digits.
Tip off tonight, BYU in San Francisco, 6 o'clock here on KSL News Radio. Pregame starts at 5 o'clock here on your legacy home, the Cougars, KSL News Radio. Going to take a timeout, final timeout of the program. We'll put a bow on this show, give you a score update on some things in college basketball. Look ahead to the rest of the weekend on here on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's always powered by KSLSports.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.